the state cannot stop welfare payments to those who've been receiving those payments for more than 4 years. Tell us about that story.
Yeah, that's this is in regards to the new 48-month lifetime limit on welfare benefits that the legislature put in as part of this year's budget. There was a lawsuit that was just filed last week by a Saginaw group that specializes in advocating for folks of low income and the poor. And they said that the Department of Human Services is mixing a state, the new state law, with a federal law, and they're not doing so fairly. But what got the judge is that they say that they didn't give the poor people who are going to get cut off welfare enough time and enough notice in order to make appropriate accommodations. And so the judge said, I hear what you're saying on the improper notice, and we're going to delay the issuance of or the activation of this cut in welfare benefits. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going away. It just means it will be delayed by a little bit. So a minor victory for that advocacy group.
Do we know how much money this is going to cost the state?
Well, you know, it depends on how long this delay lasts. I mean, it could last a month. It could last 6 months. So it's really hard to say until the stay is removed.
And also wanted to talk to you about the redistricting lawsuit that the Black Caucus is planning on. That's one of the lead stories on the MERS newsletter.
Right. This past summer, the Republicans in the legislature and Governor Snyder drew up the new redistricting lines, congressional, state house, and state senate districts for the next 10 years, which they're supposed to do since we have a new census out. And there are three maps, one for Congress, one for the state Senate, and one for the state House. Now, the one that is the most controversial is the one for the state House, because the House Democrats or the Black Caucus didn't cut a deal with the Republicans to try and make sure that the folks in Detroit, the state reps who are currently serving in Detroit, have districts that would allow them to run for reelection without having to face another incumbent, basically. And so that didn't happen. The House Republicans put three current House members in one district and a couple others in another district, and they're not very happy about it. So what their gripe that they're taking to the court, I mean, obviously you can't take the other to court. So what they're saying is that when the Republicans drew the map in Detroit, they didn't draw a special district for an area called Mexican Town, which is where a high concentration of Hispanic folks live. And their arguing is that you can't disenfranchise this one section of Detroit, which has, you know, roughly about 40% Hispanic population. That you should be able to count that group and make it its own state house district. So that's what they're taking to the court. Now other courts have gone along with this type of reasoning, but the Supreme Court never has. And the regional courts here in Michigan and the Midwest never have either. So if the House Democrats and the Black Caucus are able to succeed with this argument, they'll be breaking new ground. But most of the folks I talk to say this is a super long shot, and the maps are going to stand.
All right, Kyle, I've got 30 seconds. Can you tell me about the no-fault insurance bill?
Well, this has been something that the insurance industry has tried for a long time. You know, that minor charge of, I think it's like, well, it's not minor anymore, like $70 every 6 months. They want to get rid of that charge and allow you to have some alternatives on whether you get lifetime health benefits in case you get really messed up in a car wreck. Consumer groups don't like it. Lawyers don't like it. But the insurance company, you know, is trying to give customers choices.
All right, Kyle, I got to get to break. Thank you so much.